That's Ray Vaughan Williams on Kansas Public Radio for his arrangement of an old English folk tune. He calls it Fantasia on Green Sleeves. Good morning. This is KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, and 89.7 Emporia, and kansaspublicradio.org. If you haven't bought your tickets yet for KPR's Big Band Christmas, don't miss out. Tickets to our annual Christmas party, holiday bash, with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra sold out fast last year. It's coming up Saturday night, December 13th, and tickets are still on sale. You can go through Ticketmaster.com or just stop downtown Lawrence at Liberty Hall. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. This is 1064 by Bach. Bach would take his concertos and stage them with different instruments, but this one we'll hear right now is called Concerto for Three Violins, Strings and Accompaniment. Members of Richard Capps, Philharmonia Virtuosi on KPR. Thank you. Concerto for Three Violins in D by Johann Sebastian Bach. Good morning, this is KPR. Next hour, the monumental César Franck Symphony in D minor. Also, about 11:14 to be exact, we'll be listening to From the New World, Antonín Dvořák's Ninth Symphony. Support for all this great music this morning on KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas. Asking listeners when they last visited a dentist for a preventive checkup. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. And from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guests, experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. Information at KansasCityPBS.org. Here is a real showpiece for piano, but making it look easy is Jean-Yves Thibaudet. This is Sergei Rachmaninoff's Opus 42, Variations on a Theme of Corelli on KPR.
Thank you.
with pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet. That was Variations on a Theme of Arcangelo Corelli, the music of Sergei Rachmaninoff, this morning here on Kansas Public Radio. Guarneri's Brazilian Dance on Kansas Public Radio. You can find us on KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Stay tuned in just about 3 minutes. Listen for that beautiful intermezzo from an opera by Mascagni, and then Franck's mighty D minor symphony and a Chopin nocturne played by Van Cliburn.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The House is going to review a short-term spending bill that could end the federal government shutdown. The Senate passed it last night. The House could vote on it tomorrow. The measure would offer back pay to federal workers who've been furloughed, laid off, or required to work without pay. Imelda Avila Thomas is a furloughed federal worker in Texas. Without a paycheck, she's made changes to ensure she has enough food.
The food banks and having to apply for unemployment for the first time. And, I mean, I've been working since I was 15, and it's the first time I've had to apply for unemployment.
The U.S. Supreme Court is also considering a federal judge's order to the Trump administration. The administration has been told to fully fund the federal nutrition program SNAP with contingency money. The Trump administration is appealing the judge's order. The government continues to reduce airline traffic in the U.S. because of the shutdown. The tracking site, FlightAware.com, says nearly 1,200 flights to, from, or within the U.S. have been canceled today. Menopause experts say women who are considering hormone therapy for treating symptoms should be aware of both the benefits and the risks. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports some doctors will be more likely to prescribe it with the FDA's removal of warning labels.
Menopause experts say there are safe combinations and doses of hormone therapy, and Dr. Joanne Pinkerton of the University of Virginia says age is one important factor on when to start.
If you're under age 60 or within 10 years of menopause onset, when you start hormone therapy, you're going to see improvements in hot flushes, sweats, fewer sleep disruptions,
as well as protections against bone loss and fractures and potential benefits for heart health. But she says not all women can take hormone therapy. Those who have estrogen-sensitive breast or uterine cancer and those who've had heart attack, strokes, or blood clots can look for alternatives. The FDA has approved two non-hormonal medicines to treat hot flushes. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
In Texas, some of the families of young campers who died in devastating flooding in July have brought a lawsuit. They're suing the Christian Girls Summer Camp where the children were staying. Texas Public Radio's Marianne Navarro has more.
25 campers and two counselors from Camp Mystic died when floodwaters ravaged through the Kerr County camp on July 4th. The lawsuit alleges Camp Mystic demonstrated negligence and indifference by ignoring repeated flood warnings and historical data about the area. It also claims the camp ignored state rules requiring evacuation plans and housed campers in known flood zones to save money. The suit was filed on behalf of several families. It seeks more than $1 million in damages. Camp Mystic has not yet commented on the allegations. I'm Marianne Navarro in San Antonio.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Kresge Foundation with Pathbreakers. It's a podcast about transforming communities through innovation, from revolutionizing higher education to supporting artists who are driving change. Pathbreakers is available on podcast platforms. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
the beautiful intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana, an opera by Pietro Mascagni. That was Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Next, a powerful symphony by César Franck. And we'll hear Van Cliburn himself at the piano, recording made in about 1958 of a Chopin nocturne. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. Glad you're spending part of your day, at least, with us here at KPR as we listen to some tunes together. KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for the classical music this morning on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. This is Leonard Bernstein's National Orchestra of France, recording he made not long before his death in 1990. It's in three movements, the intense but powerful and moving Symphony in D Minor, César Franck on KPR. that great triumphant ending. César Franck, the symphony in D minor. Leonard Bernstein's National Orchestra of France. Next hour, we have another symphony that starts out softly and ends wonderfully. From the New World, Dvorak's Ninth Symphony. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Before we hear Chopin Nocturne in B, I want to remind you that you can reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an easy, efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. one of the Frédéric Chopin nocturnes on KPR this morning. Nocturne in B major, opus 62, played by the one and only pianist Van Cliburn. Stay tuned for something that featured very prominently in a World War II era movie, the Warsaw Concerto. It's kind of a Rachmaninoff piano concerto condensed into about 10 minutes. It's pretty passionate. It's pretty stormy. We'll have that right after the news on KPR, and then it's on with Dvorak's Ninth Symphony.
Quick, we have but a second to run, the company we need for time. The children have beckoned and we must away, away. Trust the best of sledge, although not off your sink, who keeps it on some lines. So come into life again, and quick, we have but a second to run, the company we need for time. The children have beckoned and we must away, away. See, the tassel flashes like sun, young keep is hip and half beats fine, and blushes the thrusters with hay to see. Shame, oh shame, unto the impair, but seize the day with a cup of leaves, oh, the pattern, and dash away, then quick, we have but a second, we'll run the cup, and you may, for time, the javel have beckoned, and we must away, away.
The King Singers on Kansas Public Radio were from KU on KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH, and KANH HD1 serving Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 for the Olsburg Junction City area, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh.
This land is your land.
Veterans Day. As events commemorate the occasion across the country, one of the most prominent is the wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. Keeping with an annual tradition, President Trump is addressing an audience gathered to pay tribute to all who have worn a military uniform. The impact of a federal government shutdown continues. Even though the Senate voted 60-40 to end it, the House of Representatives still needs to pass the measure, and President Trump needs to sign it. But the federal government could open within days. Here's NPR's Sam Greenglass.
The Senate passed a stopgap funding bill lasting through January 30th after a more than month-long impasse that resulted in missed paychecks for federal workers, delayed food assistance, and air travel disruptions. The package includes a trio of regular appropriations bills funding some parts of the government through next September, as well as language to reverse the shutdown firings of federal employees and ensure that federal workers get back pay. But the deal does not include an extension of expiring subsidies for health insurance premiums. Democrats have been promised a Senate vote on legislation to address the health care subsidies, but that does not guarantee it'll pass or get a vote in the House. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
Romania, a member of NATO, is accusing Russia of another incursion into Romanian airspace. The defense ministry says it found drone fragments on its soil following Russia's overnight attack on Ukraine's Danube River ports. The government says the fragments landed in an uninhabited area. NATO member Poland also protested a similar Russian drone incursion of its territory 2 months ago. Poland and Romania are now deploying the new American MAROP system to identify and counter drones. Yemen's Houthi rebels have sent a letter to Gaza's Hamas. The Houthis indicate they've halted their attacks on Israel and on Red Sea shipping routes. That's as long as a shaky ceasefire holds in Gaza. NPR's Lauren Frey reports from Tel Aviv.
Hamas's armed wing has published a letter online that it says it received from the Houthis. In it, the rebels say they're closely monitoring developments and threaten to return to military operations if the, quote, enemy, Israel, resumes its, quote, aggression against Gaza. The letter signed by the Houthi military's chief of staff. During the Gaza war, Houthi attacks sank ships, killed mariners, and disrupted global supply routes through the Red Sea and Suez Canal. The U.S. and Israel have bombed Houthi targets in Yemen in response. But the Houthis have not claimed responsibility for any attacks in more than a month. This letter is their clearest indication yet that the pause is in coordination with the Gaza ceasefire. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up nearly 300 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join the growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from KU. from a movie about a concert pianist. That was the Warsaw Concerto, written sometime during the World War II era by Richard Adencil. That was Christina Ortiz at the piano with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Next, we'll hear the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, directed by a Czech conductor who just died a few years ago, but he made some famous recordings of some of his countrymen's Antonín Dvořák symphonies. From the New World is next on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. This afternoon, classics for Veterans Day continue. Morton Gould's American Salute, Janáček Sinfonietta for Military Band, and other delights such as Mozart's Spring String Quartet. Classical music continues with Jeff Watson from noon to 3 right here on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. Antonín Dvořák was Czech, Bohemian, but in the 1890s he spent some time in America. In fact, well, New York City, and then not far from here, Spillville, Iowa, where there was a big Czech community, and he and his family felt very much at home. So he wrote this, then, the Symphony No. 9 in E minor, Opus 95, much better known by its nickname or subtitle of From the New World.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dvorak was entranced with the music that he heard in America in the 1890s from many sources. He made up his own melodies in the American style to craft his Symphony No. 9 in E minor from the New World, or sometimes called the New World Symphony, by Antoni Dvorak. Czech conductor Libor Pešek with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic this morning on KPR. Support for classical music this morning comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Cengim Gashi in conversation with Pierre Shimunovic, November 13th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Jeff Watson has more music celebrating veterans between noon and 3 during our classics right here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas on KANU. KANU HD1. Plus, we're also on KANH, KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Taps performed at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery today. President Trump laid a wreath, then delivered remarks in observance of Veterans Day.
To every veteran, we love our veterans. We say the words too often left unsaid. Thank you for your service. Thank you very much.
The U.S. Supreme Court set to rule today on the Trump administration's request that it keep preventing states from resuming full SNAP benefits that help millions of Americans with limited means afford groceries. Trump argues the extra money might be needed elsewhere. Legal disputes over the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program might end if the GOP-led House adopts and President Trump signs legislation that ends the now 42-day government shutdown. However, it's not yet clear if SNAP payments will resume immediately when the government reopens. It's also likely that air travel disruptions will drag out perhaps long after federal agencies are back in business. Here's NPR's Windsor Johnston.
Transportation officials say it won't be as simple as flipping a switch. Thousands of FAA workers still have to clear weeks of inspections and safety backlogs before things run smoothly again. The longer the shutdown drags on, the more the work piles up, forcing airlines to cancel or delay flights even after funding is restored. And it's not just passengers feeling the impact. Cargo carriers like FedEx, UPS, and Amazon are warning of delays during the busiest shopping season of the year. Industry analysts say once freight piles up, it can take weeks to untangle supply chains, leaving retailers and consumers feeling the strain. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
A week after outperforming Republicans in a number of key electoral contests, Democrats appear to have scored a legal win in Utah. Martha Harris of member station KUER reports a judge has approved Utah's new congressional map.
The redistricting in Utah was court-ordered. A Utah judge previously ruled the state needed new boundaries, and they had to comply with the state's law banning partisan gerrymandering. The heavily Republican legislature came up with a proposal, but the judge rejected that map in her Monday ruling. That's because she ruled it was, quote, drawn with the purpose to favor Republicans. So she picked another map, one submitted by the plaintiffs in the case. The chosen map creates one district that favors Democrats. That means Democrats could flip a seat in Utah in the 2026 midterms. The state's current House delegation is made up of 4 Republicans. For NPR News, I'm Martha Harris in Salt Lake City.
The Dow is up now 489 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate November 11th. Edwin Hubble gets the credit for discovering that the universe is expanding. But that finding was made possible by work done by Vesto Slipher. He was the first to measure the motions of distant galaxies, the key to Hubble's discovery. Slipher was born 150 years ago today in Mulberry, Indiana. He worked on the family farm and developed an interest in astronomy. A college professor helped him get a job as an assistant at Lowell Observatory in Arizona, where he worked for the next five decades. Slipher studied what were called spiral nebulae. It wasn't certain whether these pinwheels were motes of matter in the Milky Way or island universes of stars outside the Milky Way. Slipher used a technique that splits an object's light into its individual wavelengths. The object's motion shifts those wavelengths. Objects that are moving away from us are shifted to longer, redder wavelengths. Slipher found that most of the spirals were moving away from us in a hurry. He suggested the objects were far outside the Milky Way, but he couldn't prove it because he had no way to measure the distances. Hubble did measure the distances, proving that the spirals are separate galaxies. He then combined Slipher's observations with his own to show that the farther a galaxy, the faster it was moving. Later, astronomers concluded that the universe is expanding, a finding made possible, in large part, by Besto Slipher. We have skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary fundraising gala, Keeping History Alive Since 75, November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details available at watkinsmuseum.org.
Thank you.
the American Salute. Music by Morton Gould, performed by the St. Louis Symphony, led by Leonard Slatkin, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. Wishing you all well on Veterans Day, I'm Jeff Watson. The classics continue on this Tuesday afternoon. Haskell Thompson takes the organ later, with Prelude, Fugue, and Variations by César Franck. The New York Philharmonic Orchestra as well, with mythologically inspired music by Paul Dukas, The Poem Dance, from La Prairie, All a Part of Things. The Pacific Symphony Orchestra and conductor Keith Clark will keep things moving next, and we have another American piece. From Samuel Barber and music that he wrote in the 1940s while serving in World War II. During that time, in New York City, he maintained a home with fellow composer Giancarlo Menotti, called the Capricorn House. And that's precisely where the following piece was written. They call this the Capricorn Concerto. The Pacific Symphony and conductor Keith Clark, next, on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.